Hey, this is another Get Geekish podcast. Thanks so much for joining us once again. We are your lovely geekish hosts, Spino and...
Oh, Derek.
Yeah, that's his name. And we're talking celebrities again this week. You know, once a month we go back through, we do a little celebrity spotlight. This week is going to be just a little bit different because the actor we're talking about today is not necessarily one that I see his name and makes me want to go line up and get movie tickets for, but it's a historical kind of, where is he now?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where, what, early to mid-2000s? What, right? Yeah. Yeah, early to mid-2000s, he was not everywhere, but people knew who he was. He was...
I'm going to go out. Let's spill the beans. Who are we talking about?
Josh Hartnett. And some girls probably went, oh, yeah, because I knew a lot of girls that did have a crush on him.
I'm thinking a girl you had a crush on Josh Hartnett.
Well, yeah, but there's also a lot. My wife said she had a crush on him. So, I mean, there's people did. I know that they did.
I know that I'm sure they did.
And for some reason, I don't know why the other day, I was just sitting there, I was like, whatever happened to him? Because the last thing that I ever saw him in was Penny Dreadful, which I couldn't really get into the show, but I know a lot of people love that show. But, you know, looked at his IMDb page, and obviously he's doing stuff since then. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there going, who? Like your wife did.
And me.
No, you know who Josh Hartnett is.
I know who he is now looking at him, but when you started rattling off the movies he's been in, it was not a like, oh yeah, that guy. But in a lot, this is no mark on him, but a lot of the movies he's been in were movies that I didn't ever care to see when I was younger either.
What? Black Hawk Down?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it might be, but I was not into war movies back then.
Faculty? 1998.
Like I watched Faculty, but it wasn't as good as Cruel Intentions, and it just... Mm.
Dude, Faculty was a good movie. Aliens taking over the school? Come on.
In theory, I should like it a whole lot, but...
I know a lot of people like The Virgin Suicides. I never saw the movie, but he's in that.
30 Days a Night was not that great a movie, but...
Nope. I think
he
maybe...
He wasn't bad in it.
Yeah, maybe that's why he wasn't in great movies. Pearl Harbor, of course, the Michael Bay explosion fest with Ben Affleck, right?
I think so. Never saw that either.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, see, all the movies he was in, it was just never my jam. Yeah.
Well, this movie right here is the reason I thought your wife would know him is because of O, which is a retelling of Othello, which is a Shakespeare play, which your wife loves Shakespeare, so.
All I remember of that movie is seeing the movie box at the video store I worked at in high school or college. And looking at it going, this looks stupid, and having hundreds and hundreds of copies I had to restock every weekend.
40 Days, 40 Nights. That's the whole one where he goes celibate for a little bit.
See, that movie itself was okay, but the premise of it, I was like, 40 days? What's the catch?
Well, I think the whole premise for him was he was a playboy that got around, but... You know.
I know. In 2002, when I had the ripe old age of 22, that wasn't really an option.
I have to wait 40 days? I'm already at 65. What do I win?
It's like the lottery, right?
Then he was in the movie with Harrison Ford, Hollywood Homicide, which, again, I didn't see. Mm. I don't know how critically acclaimed that one was. And then what the... dramatic thriller of Wicker Park.
You almost forgot about the Halloween H2O.
Oh, one of his very first movies?
Yeah. That movie was kind of trash.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't like the original Halloween movies. I know Blasphemer talking Halloween season coming up.
You don't like scary movies, though.
But those movies weren't even scary.
That's true.
Like... I can watch some of the Friday the 13th series, like a Mystery Science Theater style, where you can just kind of make jokes all the time. But the Halloween ones seem like they try to take themselves way too seriously.
Was Wes Craven, so yeah.
Yeah.
So after Wicker Park, which I know some people really liked, I might have seen that one. I might have forgot about it. Sin City. You like Sin City?
I did.
You don't anymore?
No, I liked Sin City, but I can't even remember... which part he played in it.
Oh, man.
Because that was all about Bruce Willis.
Okay. A movie that I never heard of, Mozart and the Whale, but then Lucky Number 11, which I actually enjoyed that movie.
That one could be good. I haven't seen that one, but that one actually was one that piqued my interest.
That one, it's interesting. The Black Dahlia came out after that, which I was excited about, but that movie goes nowhere. Like, watching it, I'm like, I kept waiting for stuff to happen. I'm just like,
I hate when we do movies like that. You get 2 hours into it, you're like, that was it?
Well, the thing is, like, it's based off a very interesting premise, you know, real life events and everything like that. I'm just like, come on. And it goes nowhere.
And I will get you that people love Mr. Hartnett, because I'm looking at IMDb's user lists created from IMDb users. And one of the five.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. The five lists at the top: actors, the career of Alec Baldwin, favorite actors, my favorite actors, and actores favoritos.
Why is Alec Baldwin on there?
I have no idea.
That's weird.
I'm guessing he must have been in a movie with Alec Baldwin, but
oh.
There's some people that this is their favorite actor. And with the looks he has, he was, what did we coin it earlier? That,
well, you said it, and I was like, oh, you said he was the heartthrob that never was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ruled the early 2000s.
Well, he didn't rule, he had the potential. He had the setup.
Yeah. Oh, he was right there. He was right there ready to pop.
Yeah, he would have gone off the deep end, but apparently, he had a little falling out with Hollywood, and he kind of got blackballed by Hollywood a little bit.
So he had the Keanu Reeves syndrome happen to him.
Well, this is my favorite thing, is this story I found about of why Hollywood blackballed Josh Hartnett from Ranker. The first sub-headline after why Hollywood blackballed Josh Hartnett is, he moved to Minnesota at the height of his fame.
He's from Minnesota!
But it goes to the whole thing, and he apparently didn't trust anybody in L.A., so he wanted to get out of it. He said he was basically escaped L.A. He was on the covers of magazines. He couldn't go anywhere. He wasn't comfortable. He thought everyone was trying to take advantage of him and moved to Minnesota to get away from it. Minnesota, kind of the antithesis of Southern California.
Right. I mean, at least he went somewhere familiar, because he was born there.
Yeah, yeah. But then I think that torqued a lot of people off, because he wasn't near the action. That cost a lot more to do anything with him, meet up with him, and he wasn't in with the social scene.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, because I'm looking at his thing, at his movie list. After 30 Days of Night, which, good premise. Well, that was based off of a graphic novel, right?
Something like that.
Something. Kind of fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a movie called Stories USA with Steve Carell and whatever, but just as a segment. Didn't really do, he was in August, didn't really do anything, and then it looks like he was in a couple foreign films. And then,
well, to further your theory, after he was the original blackball from Hollywood, you know, he was that precipice of being a Hollywood heartthrob, he turned down a chance to be Christopher Nolan's Batman. At least his words were, he had discussions with Christopher Nolan about being Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy. He also passed on a role in Superman Returns. He was going to be Bryan Singer's Superman as well, and turned that role down.
Wonder why.
Well, it sounds like he's probably a guy we'd probably get along with. He, from all the things I've read about his career, that, you know, Hollywood not letting him in there, he just didn't want to put up with the Hollywood drama and didn't want to play the game. He's like, I'll do my thing, but I'm not going to show up for publicity stunts and have me at your beck and call every day and night. Like, I'm just doing my thing. He even says that when his future films, he wants to star in a couple of their big name movies just so he can star in the smaller films that he really enjoys. So being in a blockbuster for him is just a way to pay the bills to act in movies he wants to be in.
All right. I mean, I guess, again, he was in Penny Dreadful, which I think won some awards or something like that. It was, a lot of people enjoyed that series. I had a hard time getting into it. I don't know why, but it was just to me. But, and then he hasn't really, because it looks like he's been in some of those off-the-cuff type of movies that you said. He was in a couple of, or he was in two episodes of Drunk History. That's awesome. But yeah, just looking at it, he's like, these do seem like indie movies or something.
Mm-hmm. And he's apparently a big family man now, too. He and his partner, Tamsin Egerton, live in London. They got two kids now, and so he's been focusing on, you know, being a family man instead of a full-fledged actor.
All right.
So, I mean, he just sounds like a real person. Like, can't fault him for any of those reasons, I suppose.
Pip, pip, cheerio, and all that.
I think he'd punch you in the face for that.
Probably. But, I mean, he got started on, what, kind of like a show type of thing where he kind of did that, and then he got his
The crime drama series Cracker.
That's right. And he kind of got his movie start in H2O as a one-off character, right?
Yep. So Cracker was a TV series, then Halloween H2O, then The Faculty, then The Virgin Suicides, Black Hawk Down, 4 Days, 4 Nights, Lucky Number 7 were kind of his ascension into the ranks of Hollywood.
You forgot Pearl Harbor. That was one of the huge ones, man.
Yeah, that's
kind of like what like shoved him into the spotlight, I feel. Michael Bay, Ben Affleck type of thing. Like, look at me!
Over here, something's going to explode!
He was chosen as one of Teen People magazine's 21 hottest stars under 21 in 1999. And Teen People's 25 hottest stars under 25. And one of magazine's 50 most beautiful people, both in 2002. And voted Bliss's magazine's third sexiest male. And in 2003, PETA named him the sexiest vegetarian alive.
I feel like we should just stick with the number one, because they never brag about, hey, I was the third sexiest man.
Right? PETA thought I was the sexiest vegetarian alive. How about that title? Okay. Bliss, third sexiest. I mean,
he has some other talents too, because he played Clark Gable in an episode of Drunk History.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. He's also produced a few things, and he's been in some music videos. He was in a Dixie Chicks video. And then it says he was in a video for Air and Faith Hill, but I think it's because his character in the movie clips are in the music videos, not him in part of it. But he was a producer of Kid Cudi's Pursuit of Happiness video.
Really?
Apparently so. Wikipedia can't lie.
Yeah, 30 Days of Night was a graphic novel. I mean, he's played some interesting roles. I feel like he didn't get the credit he deserves because he wanted to be that down-to-earth celebrity. You know?
Yeah, he's the fame was not the reason he got into acting from the looks of things.
No, and he's also done theater. Theater?
Theater?
I don't know. He's done the theater where he... did an adaptation of Rain Man at Apollo Theater in London's West End. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. He's actually done quite a bit of stuff. Been featured on a whole bunch of, you know, those Cosmo Girl 17 type of magazines back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. He helped produce a...
Yes, he's got some talent in there, too. Like, it seems like he's just... one of the most normal Hollywood people I think I've ever seen when you do a little more research on him.
And I don't think I would have realized that had we not done this, because I thought he was just one of those stars that like blew up and then just disappeared and kind of did the one-off type of things. But now it makes sense.
Yeah, he's doing him.
I mean, he took time out of filming to support Green Lifestyle campaign of Global Cool. He's one of the handful of celebrities attached to the U.S. Aid and Ad Council's FWD campaign. Wow, that's pretty crazy. He's actually pretty hands-on with the old activism there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for him.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of good things.
Huh.
If you want to see him in upcoming work, Valley of the Gods and She's Missing are listed as 2019 releases that he's a part of.
But here's the thing. Are those like...
No idea.
I'm curious. Because go back to this real quick.
Okay.
Because we can. What would he have been like as Batman? I mean...
This is not to sound offensive... He looks more like a Robin. Wait, doesn't help. I'm just looking at a picture of him with like a quirky smile here, sitting in the woods when he's getting interviewed about his family here. But he seems like even Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck has that kind of baby face, but he has that kind of stoic, big jawline. And I don't know. I mean, I maybe he could have been good, because I will not lie. The first time I saw the picture of Christian Bale and said, oh, he's going to be Batman, is like, eh, I don't know. And I think it's because the animated series drew me. Any actor that doesn't have like one of those sawed-off square chins that you could pop a bottle on, it doesn't look like Batman at first.
That's true. That's true.
Batman the animated series, like, his head's got to be square.
Well, that's because it's crazy, because like, you with all these hypothetical things of like, oh, that actor turned this down or that actor was recast or whatever, you always wonder what could have been. Because like, Christian Bale, you know, gave us the signature "I'm Batman" type of voice, that gravelly voice. What would he have brought to the table? I'm curious to know, would the Dark Knight trilogy have been as accepted?
With the Skipper, "I'm Batman."
I mean, because he played, you know, a kind of a grisly soldier in Black Hawk Down, which, mm-hmm. again, based on true story, but like, this, I don't know, because you're right, he's not that stoic, but maybe he could have been.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously he's got some acting chops with the stuff that he's won on here, but he just chooses what he wants to act, and he's not out there acting in anything to get his name on just to make money.
I do think he has, if the choice had been there, I think he would have been a better Superman than Batman, just looks-wise.
Yeah, especially young Superman.
Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. Did you know he attended the same high school as Rachel Lee Cook?
Lucky dude.
He also had a passion for football, but had to get up because he hurt his knee. I feel like that's a story for... But...
I have an insight into him. I have some quotes that have been gathered from Josh Hartnett.
Okay.
"I don't like to act in my personal life. I like to be straightforward." Fits with everything we discussed, right?
Right.
"I've had my heart broken. It's not fun, but I'd rather have my heart broken than break somebody else's heart." You don't hear that from Hollywood actors terribly often.
I know. Usually like, who?
"Hope is the most exciting thing in life, and if you honestly believe that love is out there, it'll come. But if it doesn't straight away, there's still that chance that it will later."
I feel like I want to take this guy out drinking and talk with him.
I'm going to go back and watch some Josh Hartnett movies now.
Right? Just to, you know, look at number 11, you need to see. It's fun.
"If I'm going to act, I look for the character to be something interesting, the script to have a good story and be original, and a director that I admire."
Okay. Maybe that's why he didn't do Batman, because...
He did say that Batman was one of the... Further down that interview about it, that the Batman role was one that he definitely regretted a little bit.
Yeah.
But he wasn't pining over it. It was like, yeah, that didn't work out as well as I thought it would. That would have been great to be a part of that. It was so successful, but yeah, whatever. I said no, so...
I'm still trying to picture that. That's interesting.
This is one of those great moments you see on Twitter, too. "I had my hat pulled down, and this girl said, 'Are you really him?' And I whispered, 'Yeah, I'm really him.' And she screamed, 'Mom, Dad, it's Heath Ledger!'"
Oh, no.
Because he does look like he could be like a distant cousin to Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Hey, you could relate to this. He worked at a video store.
Yeah.
There you go.
His parents were hippies, from what he says.
His aunt encouraged him to act. I feel like we're just doing rapid fire like trivia now.
That is true. Well, that was the thing, because this was a different celebrity spotlight, because we didn't have a whole lot to spotlight. It was like, oh, remember that guy? Whatever happened to that guy? Let's talk about that guy.
I mean, I don't know what it was that made me, because he kind of also looks like the lead singer of Trapped a little bit. And that's a throwback to some people right there. Trapped, you know, remember that musician?
In his younger days, when he had his hair, he kind of looked like Channing Tatum's little brother, too.
Which was funny, because Channing Tatum went a bit of his little brother.
I know, but just the pictures of the old ones, like.
That's pretty funny. Huh. Hey, did you know that, okay, so back to the vegetarian thing. He became a vegetarian when he was 12. However, he did eat meat during the shooting of the Black Dahlia, where he played a boxer. So he broke his vegetarian vow. I don't think they really take vows, but...
What are the vegetarian vows?
Right. That's pretty funny. Looking at these facts about him, I'm like, let's go up to Minnesota. No, he's in London now. Let's go to London.
I'm down with going to London. I don't know if I want to stalk Josh Hartnett at his house, but, you know, if our paths cross, we can meet him and know that he's not Heath Ledger.
Well, that would be weird anyway. How funny would it be we go over there and we just see him in a pub? We'd go to, are you him? It's Batman!
You should have been Batman.
Could have been. I don't know. That's still, hey, he's still friends with Ben Affleck and Jason Isaacs, so that's nice. He dated Scarlett Johansson from 2004 to 2006.
Who did he date?
Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting.
I had no idea about that.
I wonder if he would make a good superhero. Like, I really want to know what his favorite food is, pizza, just so you know. And his greatest fear is to become a pessimist.
You know, I could see him being a superhero. I keep scrolling through pictures, and the late 90s and early 2000s were not kind to Josh because a lot of the style he had going on, he's got the wave back, like, over-the-ear surfer hair with a porn stash.
Would have been one of the guys that wore a puka necklace.
Yeah. So a lot of the style that he had in the pictures that I see are just don't make me think well. I mean, let's be honest. Any kid that played a popular high school boy in the late 90s, see that picture of him, and I'm like, yeah, what a tool.
Had that very, it was like a cut and paste of what a cool quote unquote kid would look like.
Yeah, it's like the military style short hair or the frosted tips, some puka shells, maybe some Birkenstocks and corduroys. Man, are corduroys coming back again?
I think so. I think so. So you can walk down the hallway and go, quick, 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 quick.
Yeah, me and my corduroy pants didn't get along so well. Cause
so,
I have the exact opposite of a thigh gap, so.
So, let's see. He's 41 now. His birthday
is... Don't you dare say that's old.
No, I'm not. I'm very getting close to that. So, he's 41 now. His birthday is in July. He says he'd still do some big blockbusters. But... like, I'm trying to think of what roles would be perfect for him. Because he's right there. He's kind of at that Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise is, what, 50-something? And still doing action movies? So he could still do action movies.
He could.
Like,
something tells me he's not big into the action movies, though.
I know.
Because he was in a couple of big ones, and he knows there's nothing else on that list is anywhere remote like that, and he turned down the superhero roles.
Hmm. But
if he's the same guy we're thinking is, that the thought of, man, I could be a, I'm gonna have to work out how much. I gotta eat nachos with my kid next weekend, so it's not gonna happen.
Oh, that's cool. You want me to? How many abs do I need?
Can I just?
I got one.
Like, glue some on.
You got CGI, right? I saw what you guys did for 300. I don't know. Like, he says he would still do some blockbusters, so I'm curious to know what kind of blockbusters he would do.
I also want to know what are the directors that he would admire enough to work with.
That's true.
You wonder if somebody like Michael Bay is still on that list, because obviously if that quote rings true, did he admire Michael Bay at the time, and does he still now?
Or did that quote come after that movie?
That's a good question.
Because I have a feeling, like, he did Pearl Harbor, which is... I think when that came out, that was still one of those two VHS type of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Two VHS movies stuck together with a rubber band.
He was just kind of coming up and coming there. So I feel like he took that one just to, like, you know, maybe he didn't have enough money or something like that. And then it kind of, like, put him into stardom. And he kind of got some roles that way. I want to rewatch Lucky Number 11 now, because I honestly forgot about that movie until we looked at the list.
Yeah, I'll have to put that on my list. I've never seen that, but I remember that actually looked pretty good in the previews. Oh, here we go. Here's the quote about him playing Batman, not playing Batman.
Okay.
Somebody asked him if he regretted it. He said, I was so focused on not being pigeonholed and so scared of being considered only one thing as an actor. But watching Christian Bale go on to do so many other things has been amazing. I mean, he's been able to overcome that. Why couldn't I see that back at the time? I know now that I wouldn't turn something down just because it's a superhero role. I wonder if that's a wink, McNudge, nudge. Hey, superhero movies, I wouldn't turn you down now. I know I did twice.
Hey, remember me? Well, the Superman one was probably a good call.
Yeah. That might have been just reading the script.
The Batman one, I don't, like, you look at his movies, he's not really typecasted as anything. He wasn't pigeonholed as anything except for...
Well, I think that's by his own doing, by all the things. You look at those different roles, and he was so, when he was younger, so worried about being typecast and pigeonholed that I think he made sure to only sign up for things that were very, very different.
Well, I mean, if you look at him, he's definitely the quote-unquote attractive lead in them, especially since in Hollywood, Halloween H2O, when he was Jamie Lee Curtis's son or whatever, that's, you know, a lot of teens were like, oh! So... Maybe that's how he pigeonholed.
Take that sound as you will, listeners.
Maybe that's how he pigeonholed himself, is just the heartthrob, and he didn't want to. I don't know. He probably would have been good Broody. I'm still thinking about that, because it's the what if.
You can go to sleep tonight dreaming of Josh Hartnett in a Batman cowl.
Well, no. No. It's the same thing like Nicolas Cage, who we should do one.
I am Josh.
My name is Hartnett. That's the same thing with Nicolas Cage, though, with that Tim Burton mock-up of him as Superman. Where I'm like, what if?
I love Nicolas Cage. That's a hard sell for me.
That'll have to be... That's a good... We'll do a celebrity spotlight of him. He's been in a lot of movies.
Well, we'll leave that as a teaser for a celebrity spotlight in the future. And hopefully you've enjoyed this little trip down Josh Hartnett memory lane, or lack of memory lane.
Or maybe you went, oh yeah, forgot about him. Because that's kind of what I did the other day. And then...
Because when Derek came with this idea, I really was thinking, like, really, how are we going to talk about Josh Hartnett? I've never even seen most of these movies. And I did some learning, and I want to go... I think I'm a Josh Hartnett fan now, more so than I was before.
You're a Hartnett fan? Well, Josh, if you're ever in the Fort Collins area, we'll take you out for a pint. Because honestly,
or maybe he could take us out for one, because he's still got a lot of money.
Yeah,
we'll buy him a drink.
That's the thing, is like he does seem like he's very
happy hour.
We'll go take you to the McDonald's menu, and you'll get the dollar menu. Yeah. He seems very down to earth, and I think that's what's good.
All right, so question to you, the listener: what's your favorite Josh Hartnett movie? Pretty simple, right?
There's not a lot. He's still estimated worth $25 million, so
he's been smart with his money.
Oh no, he has earned an estimated. That's not what I asked, Google. I wanted to know what his net worth is now. Anyway, I bet he still got a couple mil.
Oh, he just sold, when he moved out of New York, he sold his condo or apartment or whatever it was for like $3.5 million. So that alone.
All right.
He's better off than we are. And if you literally look at your future and say, yeah, I want to act in a couple other big movies so I can act in some little ones, you're probably in a pretty good spot in life.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. One would think. One would think.
Let us know on the socials at Get Geekish. We're talking Josh Hartnett this week, and we'll talk some more geekish stuff when we talk at you next week.